Scarpins Audio.
Isn't there a thing where, like, the thing pops up in the screen and you do a thing where it says, like, this is being...
Yeah, if we're recording the Zoom, but we're not recording the Zoom. Aristotle records the Zoom. We don't do that.
Where's Aristotle? I haven't seen him all year.
That's good stuff. I don't know.
You can use that. You're a comedian. You can use that.
No, I definitely will. That's great.
Like, you can say, when you do your show on the 30th or the 31st, see you in a year...
Yeah,
you can do that one. Yeah, see you next year.
I saw some comedian talking about that. Man, it was funny too. It was the Auntie Donna guys.
The Auntie Donna guys. What's that?
They're a Australian sketch comedy troupe, similar to Stella.
Oh, Stella.
Why are you talking right into your mic like that?
I don't even know. I thought that.
It's terrible. It's awful.
It sounds awful?
Yeah, well, it just sounds super loud and kind of, what's the word I'm looking for?
Asshole? Breaks up.
Yeah, a little asshole-ish, a little bit.
Hey, I might do that for 23. I'm trying to figure what the 23 persona is, you know? Is it a guy that does that?
A trapper?
You know?
Guy was a trapper.
He's a trapper in the woods.
Yeah,
like I got these pelts. You want to buy some pelts? That guy.
Yeah, to me that's that guy.
I don't know. I feel like the trapper needs to be strong and silent, going through the woods without a sound.
He doesn't go through the woods like that. It's just when he gets around people, he gets a little squirrely, you know?
Oh, I see. So in the woods, he's like silent and
he's quiet.
He's deadly.
He makes
his way through the without a sound. How can a human, it's like his feet are moccasins. He moves along
the
trail, or in the snow, it doesn't even break. Like, and they don't, you know, the deer, they don't hear him coming until he's right upon them.
He's not a hunter. He's not hunting them. He's trapping them. So he doesn't have to be totally silent. He's just setting out traps, you know?
He's drinking, talking to himself a little bit.
He's not
seeing the broken twig on the tree going, they went that way.
Well, he's looking at it. He's looking at the path. He's going, well, they come through here. The rabbits come through here. So if I put my trap here.
He's trapping rabbits.
Well, sure. Rabbits.
I had him going after
beavers.
Yeah, okay. I had him going after bigger game, I think.
I don't think you really trap bigger game. I mean, I guess there's a bear trap. I mean, I guess that's a thing.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Bear trap.
Nah, he's going after badgers and beavers and rabbits. And he's not. Yeah, you know, he's going to turn around and sell the pelt to the.
You'd do pretty good if I was like, okay, Michael, for 23. Catch your own mammal. Like, you'd be like, no problem.
You think I'd be good at that?
Yeah, you'd be good at that, I think. You'd be in the woods.
I wouldn't be good.
I'd be like, can I Uber there? You know, it would be, you'd be like, oh, I came back with, you know, this, I'm warm because I'm wearing the pelt. I skinned it right there. All that stuff. You got a Bowie knife. Like, you got a Bowie knife on you now.
Yeah, but it's a David Bowie knife. Like it's just decorated in rhinestones. It's not very good for cutting or anything, but it looks fantastic.
Yeah, great little Life on Mars persona on that gilded handle. Yeah, that's good. That's good stuff. Yeah.
But it does it's just shit for skinning an animal.
It's shit for skinning a bear.
Yep. Not going to skin
Look,
no
I'm
bears
not a guy who
David
wants
Bowie
to
knife.
I don't want to skin a bear. Largely because, you know, I don't want to kill anything, but also, you know, just skinning anything is like, you know, it's like these cutting through membranes.
It's a lot of work is what it is.
To pull stuff off.
I tell you, it's not the skinning, I think, that would really upset me. It's the gutting. I don't want to gut. I'll skin. I don't want to gut. If you'll gut, I'll skin.
I'll tell you what. If you skin, I'll gut.
Okay.
I'll gut. But my caveat is this. I'm only going to do it if we're on an Empire Strikes Back snowy landscape, because then I'm just going to jump in there and get warm.
Yeah.
That's when I'll gut. You skin, I'll gut. I'll be all warm and toasty. You'll be like, oh, I'm freezing. I'm freezing.
But at that point, you don't want me to skin. At that point, you want to keep the fur.
I want
on.
You to skin because I want the oh, you want the fur, you, don't I?
Sure, I
guess.
I want
to cover up in the fur.
I guess so.
When I get out of that, when I get out of the bloodbath that I'm in after gutting a thing, I'm going to want to wrap up.
Right. There better be a fur coat waiting for you.
I want to wrap up.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
It's like a finished sauna, basically, where you're jumping in the guts and then you pop out and then they wrap you up with like whatever the white fur is, and then you're feeling good.
All right.
Here's what I like about the many things we like about Finland. One of the things I like is that 5 years running, Finland is number one at ferreting out misinformation.
Oh, they're number one, huh?
They're number one, first world nation.
And where are you getting that information from? From Finland?
Turkey told me.
Oh, Turkey. Well, Turkey's reliable.
So, yeah. So I'm like, okay, all right, whatever you guys got.
They're terrific, the Finns.
I think the only
Neil Finn, fabulous.
Yeah. Yeah. They're from small villages down there in New Zealand.
Oh, they're in, I always thought they were Australia. I guess that's right.
No, man.
Tim and who? There's another
Neil.
Finn. Neil. Nick.
Neil Finn. She Will Have Her Way.
The Finn Boys.
If you don't know that song, She Will Have Her Way. If you want to get a quick introduction to a song, one that it's not known as well, this Neil Finn oeuvre, but just quickly check out She Will Have Her Way and tell me thank you when you get a moment.
How do they get in touch with you to thank you? What's the best way?
They hit us up at Mike and Tom Eat Snacks. Ladies and gentlemen!
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
And others! Hey, everybody! It's Michael Ian Black Black and Tom Cavanaugh here bringing you your favorite snack podcast, Mike and Tom Eat Snacks. Mates with my good friend, Michael Ian Black.
Hey, my good friend again. Hey, whoop. Well, we got a nice episode for you today, don't we, Tommy?
Yeah, nice, Michael. Hey, Michael, nice. We just gave it away.
Nobody knows. That's a brand nobody knows.
How
is anybody going to know the brand Nice?
Oh, man, I think you underestimate the snackologist. Like all the viewers, and we'll table that, are probably going like, I'm going to guess right now a solid 20% when we go, nice. They're like, yeah, got it.
I think that's high. I think that's very
20%,
high.
20%, 2 of 10? Yeah. Is that how it works out? 20% to a 10?
I mean, I can't do the I can't run the numbers of that calculator, but that seems high to me. I think maybe 7%.
Let me
seven
let me
out of ten.
By,
7%.
Let me run a few things by you. If you're listening to this podcast, did you stumble on it? Maybe small percentage. If you're listening to this podcast, was it recommended to you? Possibly. If you're listening to this podcast, it was recommended to you. Why?
Because
you like comedy? Sure, but mainly you like snacks.
Yeah.
Here's I got a podcast for you. You like snacks. So already the knowledge threshold for snacks amongst the participants is higher than normal, which is why instead of going 7%, I'm saying 20%, 2 of 10.
Understand. But I mean, I think even shoppers at Walgreens would be hard pressed to name the Walgreens store brand of snacks. I don't even know.
Nice.
Is it the Walgreen brand? I feel like
I don't
it is.
Know. You think it is?
I've never seen it anywhere else. And,
it does say Walgreens
and,
on it.
And distributed by Walgreen Company. I'm going to say this is their in-house brand.
Okay.
Nice.
So you think 7%. In the future, there's going to be a way for us to like sort of run numbers and have a poll and get the actual stats.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can do it right now.
Aristotle just, would know how I'm to do this, but we haven't heard from him in 23.
I have no idea where he is. I'm gonna open up my chat. Open AI. Uh-huh. It's experiencing high demand.
That's probably because you're involved with the FAA.
Yeah, might be. All right, let's see. No, it's not gonna. I can't use it right now. But
come on.
Hopefully by the end of our session today, I'll be able to get on the chat bot and I'll ask.
So you're going to throw out questions to your people.
I'll ask what percentage of Mike and Tom Eat Snacks viewers know that Nice is the house brand of Walgreens. But apparently ChatGPT is at capacity right now, so I can't. It's not working.
You should throw it up on what other social media platform are you on?
Well, this is my chatbot. This is my artificial intelligence. So that's not going to do me any good to just go on some random social media site. I mean, this is state of the art shit right here.
Understood.
And it's just not. There's just too many people asking questions about. Oh, well, here we go. Let's see.
Floodgates. This is going to be great. You got to say, Mike, you're Mike. What am I? I'm Tom. So you got to say, Mike and Tom are doing the podcast right now. We need instant validation from you.
Yep. Let's see. Okay. Putting in my email address. Yeah, I'm not. Letting them know I'm not a robot. And then, okay, here we go. It's gonna answer the question. What percentage of Mike and Tom Eat Snacks podcast? I'm just gonna put listeners now because we're tabling it. Know that Nice is the in-house brand of Walgreens.
I don't know that that's worded right. I think the wording should be know the product. Quotation marks, Nice, exclamation mark. Do you know what I mean? Because if you say, because I'm not asking, do you know, because I didn't even know really it was the in-house brand, but I know, I look at that, I'm like, oh, Nice, that's the grub.
Yeah.
That's these cashews, for example.
Here's what it says. It says, I'm not able to determine what percentage of listeners of the Mike and Tom Eat Snacks podcast are aware that Nice is the in-house brand of Walgreens. However, it's quite possible that listeners may not have knowledge of this fact, as the podcast is focused on discussing snack foods and the brand in question is the private label of a retail store chain, which is not directly related to podcast content.
I just woke up. You started speaking and that's when I fell asleep.
It didn't understand. It doesn't know is what it's saying.
It doesn't know. What doesn't know? Some computer.
The artificial intelligence, the chatbot. I'm going to say, is Nice, exclamation mark, the in-house snack food brand of Walgreens? And it's going to tell me, yes, Nice is the brand name for the in-house brand of snacks and other food items sold by Walgreens, a large American chain of retail pharmacies. It includes a wide variety of products, such as candy, snacks, and drinks. These items are exclusive to Walgreens and can be found in their stores. So that's a satisfactory answer right there.
Yeah, I guess. I wanted to talk to the viewers.
All right, what percentage of mates, I'll just write mates because it'll know, are aware of that fact? Let's see. It doesn't know. I'm unable to determine. Yeah. I'm unable to determine. But it did know that mates is Mike and Tom Eat Snacks. It did know that. It would be impossible to estimate the percentage of viewers. So it doesn't know.
It's like, come on, man. Like I'm sitting here. I'm beside Spielberg. I'm this white kind of dude or dudette just kind of hanging. Got my open kind of sunglass area. Can't really see my alien-looking eyes.
What's an open sunglass area, Tom?
It's like this.
So your eyes. It's got eyes.
Well, yeah, I think they're eyes, but I think they're more like an opening. It's not eyes. It's like a. It's like if I were to redact or black out your eyes on a photo, you know, it kind of looks like that. But it's lounging by the pool at Spielberg's place, this artificial intelligence being. And it's like, man, don't come at me with like some podcast stuff. Like,
yeah, don't come at me with some random podcast shit. Ask me about the capital of Ghana.
Yeah, Accra. Ask me about like what happened with Yugoslavia. Like I'll give you facts for days while I sip this Mai Tai hanging out here by Spielberg in the pool. But podcast, snack podcast? Come on, man.
Percentage of viewers who know. I mean, come on, grow up.
I'm AI. I'm artificial intelligence. Give me a freaking break. Have some respect. Show some respect. Don't come here and interrupt my pool time.
Here, look, with
some
look.
Bullshit.
I'll give it a real question. What is the GDP of Trinidad and Tobago?
There you go. Thank you. Something I can sink my teeth in. I can do Trinidad
As
and Tobago.
As of 2021, the gross domestic product in Trinidad and Tobago is around $29.6 billion. I mean,
screw you, AI.
Fuck you,
AI. You're so impressed with yourself. As of 2021.
How about give me some information I can use, like what percentage of Mates viewers know that Knights is the in-house brand of Walgreens? Well, today on Mike and Tom Eat Snacks, we've got some nice snacks.
Nice.
First of all, can we talk about the name itself? I don't like it. Nice.
Hey! Well, first let's tell them what the snack is. It's Nice whole cashews, sea salt, and pepper. Nice!
Whole cashews, sea salt, and pepper.
Stormtroopers hitting the ground. You don't like it? You don't like the name?
I don't like Nice.
Nice.
I don't like any name that has an exclamation mark in it. This is why
they're trying too hard for you.
Trying too hard. This is why I don't like the name Panic at the Disco. Panic at the Disco, I'm fine with. Don't give me Panic exclamation mark at the Disco. And in fact, I wrote a tweet about that years ago that said, you know, I'm worried about the next generation bands because we're already resorting to names like Panic at the Disco. And of course, the guys from Panic at the Disco got a hold of that. And,
oh, did they?
All gave me a little bit of grief about it. And,
oh, did they?
No, they were being, you know, somewhat tongue in cheek, but I felt bad.
What kind of, I love this stuff. What kind of,
I don't remember. It wasn't mean or anything, but I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed that I had called out their dumb band name and that they knew about it,
they heard of it.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't like that. I felt bad. But it's a terrible name for a band. Panic at the Disco. Don't do that. Panic at the Disco, fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Fine. Nice.
You're speaking to the...
I know. You know. Nice would have been fine. Nice, I kind of would have liked because it would have been like, it's nice. We're underselling a little bit. We're not going to promise you the moon. You know, this is the in-house brand of Walgreens. We're not going to tell you it's fantastic. It's not. It's nice. You know, that would have been plenty. But then somebody I feel like in-house was like, yeah, but it's don't you think you're underselling it a little bit? And they're like, well, what if we put an exclamation mark on it?
I bet the whole boardroom like exploded.
Oh,
nice.
They loved it. Probably after the meeting, you know, they were high-fiving each other as they were walking down the hallways. And then they were saying to each other, like the word was nice, high five, you know, and they're just high-fiving each other.
Oh, for sure.
Nice.
And the person that came up with the idea, now it's years later, they're walking down the hall and, you know, they're getting like every time, I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yep.
Like,
they're trying
to go get their coffee when no one's around. So when they walk in like, hey, Kev. You having sugar, Kev? Nice. You're like, ah. Oh. You know, why'd Kev shoot himself? You know, like, it's just kind of like, nice. Like, you just can't, you know, just can't. It's like you did something amazing.
Super dark, fast. Kev, nice. Why'd Kev shoot himself? Jeez, Tom. It went super dark, super fast. It's the first one of 2023, and you've already got Kevin from Walgreens offing himself in the break room because they wouldn't shut up about nice.
I don't believe in that, and I shouldn't have said that. But there was something that reminds me of one of the first things I, like, you're a talented writer. One of the first things you ever wrote, or at least that I read, was a short story book. And I'm going to paraphrase the title. You tell me what it was, but it was basically on Billy Joel driving to a Christmas party.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
It's entitled, What I Would Be Thinking If I Were Billy Joel on My Way to a Holiday Party Where I Knew There Was Going to Be a Piano. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good. Cause he's like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not doing it. Literally, they have the Billy Joel channel on Sirius XM that I listen to, because he comes on and he does this great thing where, you know, he has his piano right there. And he'll like, yeah, and I put it on an archipelago, and he plays like, you know, like I found out the other day that he was like, Only the Good Die Young. I wrote it as a kind of a Jamaican kind of feel, like, come out, Virginia. And it's just like, oh, that's not good. Uh-huh. And, you know, his drummer's like, if you close to Jamaica, you've been as like the Siasat turnoff on the, you know. And he's like, yeah, it's true. So they became like, you know, like, you know. But he's playing out how he played it. I was like, oh, this is gold. Mm-hmm. This is great. So your thing was, which just cracked me up. He's like, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to play it.
That's
hey,
right.
Piano Man. Hey, Kev. Nice. Hey, Piano Man. Play Piano Man every time.
Yeah, at some poor point, Kev. Though, Kev.
It's the best and worst thing that ever happened to Kev.
Yeah. I mean, you know, because he probably likes it. When he walks down the hall, you know, people whisper behind him, that's the guy you came up with Knives. That's the guy.
You can do one great thing in your life, and suddenly the perception of you is a great person, whereas that was the one, like, Kev could be a giant dud.
Yeah.
But he gets promoted up and promoted up and promoted up because he's like, no, you're the guy that did nice.
So well, you know
everyone
what?
Wants to. Go ahead.
Every institution needs a hero, you know, and they're going to make a hero. It doesn't matter if the person behind the title lives up to it or not. You know, they're going to pin a medal on his chest and say, this is Kevin. He came up with Nice. He's our senior VP for branding.
See, yeah, for he's branding. The senior VP of branding.
Yeah.
And then all the other ideas that come down the pike, they sit in the boardroom and the people are just like, yeah, but I know it's great, but you got to get it fly by Kevin. And he'll be like, you know, when we came up with Nice, he's just like, Jesus.
You know, I like that he says when we came up
with
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody knows it's him.
Yeah,
we came up with that because then you can't attack him directly. Ooh. You know, like this company was a company that came up with Nice. Mm-hmm. So, you know, self-driving cars, you know, we're just Roto-Rooters. We're Nice. Like when we came up with Nice, yeah, we didn't try and, I don't know what you're doing.
We didn't focus group it. We didn't test it. We just knew it was right.
We knew. We started a high five. We're still high fiving. We knew it was right.
At all. Nice.
So when you come to me with a 99.9% approval with your focus groups on this product and slogan, I'm like, what do they know?
Doesn't mean shit to me. And everybody looks around you. Kevin said shit. Yeah, he said it.
Yeah. Yeah, ooh, that was heavy duty.
Better pack up your desk because I don't think you're going to be back here on Monday.
Nope. So on your free cancer cure, thumbs down.
Mm-hmm. Whole cashew, gonna, sea
we haven't
salt
even
pepper.
Like, look at us. Here we are. We haven't even, we're just, the repartee and banter
oh, it's
is so
it's
damn
cold.
Entertaining. I haven't even, I'm opening the package.
So let me just describe that. Tom, I got the 99-cent version of it. It was just a little package. Nice, right around
nice.
It says simple, honest, delicious. I also don't like that. If you're going to go with nice, go with nice. Nice to me implies simple, honest, delicious. I don't need you to shove it down my throat. Mm. You know, just trust your audience. They're going to know.
The whole thing bothers me so much less than you. I'm sort of understand the high five behind Kevin's nice, and it doesn't bother me. I'm like, nice. Yeah, nice. I get it. And then they're like, well, we can't just have nice. They will.
I don't want to be condescended to.
Mm-hmm. Understood. Oh, I know you don't. But so, yeah, simple, honest, delicious. Yeah, it feels like you're overdoing it. But yeah, it bothers me less than you. Fine. The other thing, go ahead.
No, please.
Well, the other thing is, it does look like the packaging is kind of simple, honest, and nice. I kind of like this, I kind of like this circular stamp motif. I always kind of do. You know, I don't think they've overdone it.
Nope.
It's two colors. Nice. It's nice. I like that. They've got the picture of the whole cashew, sea salt and pepper. They've got a picture of it on the slightly enlarged to show detail on the cover. But it's for Walgreens, fine packaging.
Oh, for Walgreens, they're doing a bang up job. I mean, I like the color. I like the color combination. It's sort of a cerulean blue and a like a spring grass green. I like the color combination. I like the packaging. Some things I don't like about it. I mean, I've said some of them. I don't like that it says 100% satisfaction guaranteed.
Well, that's a bold. I saw that.
So
why is
bold.
That? Why is that necessary? They're feeling like we're protected by the vagaries of fine print, and that's. They're putting they've even volunteered questions, comments, knowing no one's going to phone up like 100%. You guys are full of it. Are you kidding me? With like questions?
Because I'm already
comments.
Not 100% satisfied just based on the name. Nice.
Right. So yeah. So then if you're going to put a satisfaction guaranteed thing, write satisfaction guaranteed. Don't write 100%.
Nah.
You're going to write 100%, and Michael already is.
You're painting yourself into a corner with that.
Now you start saying, all right, 90%. Then you say 90%. All the focus is on the 10% that sucks. And so suddenly you've painted yourself, like you say, so adequately. You've painted yourself in a corner.
I don't
100%.
Like that.
I don't like that either.
Be a little smarter than that. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You want to say satisfaction guaranteed? Sure. No problem.
Yeah.
100%.
Leave well enough alone so that if you have to go to a courtroom, you can say, we didn't say 100%. There is some people find satisfaction in this product. That's what we went off. Hey, what do you want from us?
The legal
standard
is 51% satisfaction. That's the legal standard. Then nobody owes anybody any money. Were you satisfied? I mean, not entirely. How much? About 51%. Get out of my courtroom. But they never said 100%.
Yeah,
Your Honor.
Oh yeah, we were about to throw it out. Then you got cocky. To me, they came back in the next day having like. They're still high-fiving like crazy, laughing like, oh, we're going to keep doing this. And they got cocky. They're like, now we got to figure out the packaging. Hey, let's just throw this in 100%. Like, this is a home run, folks. And somebody pushed the 100% satisfaction guaranteed through, you know?
And I'm sure legal objected. Legal probably said you can't do that.
We have nothing to stand on if people come at us. And now you're putting questions and comments and our
and
number.
And you know fucking Kevin put his foot down on that one. You know, Kevin put his foot right
Look,
down.
Look, when we came up with nice, we understood that
people
were
going to be
something.
Satisfied.
Right.
They're going to be totally satisfied. Yeah, but I don't know that you want to say 100%. We're saying 100%.
We can say 100% because everyone's going to be satisfied with nice. And we'll say that's what we meant. It's foolproof.
All right. We'll be right back with ratings and more.
Hey, I can give you a little trick here. What's the thing? A hack.
I like a
basic.
Hack. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that you do one of these before opening it.
Uh-huh.
Because it's sea salt and pepper.
So Tom's turned his package
upside down,
the sea
folks.
Salt and pepper to the top.
The viewers know what I'm doing. Well, I'm shaking the bag like you might grandma's chicken, you know, when I'm putting the coating together.
Yeah.
Right? So now it's going to be an even coat as opposed to just a bunch of pepper that sits at the bottom.
Let me do that just like you do it, like I'm choking grandpa's chicken, and I think we got it.
We got it.
Fabulous.
That worked out well. All right, I'm opening up now. I'm just got to get to it. Now, it's funny. I've been after you to get this snack for many a month. I think we can share that. I'm predisposed already because I'm like, get this snack. I like this snack. This is a good snack. And the other thing I like about it is, it's a Walgreens snack.
Mm-hmm.
it's not, you can't, it's a little person's snack. you know, and so you don't expect it.
I mean, short people? That. It's a short person's snack?
Yeah, yeah, like 5'2 and under.
Got it.
Do you understand?
Yep.
And so you don't expect, you know, I got to go to wherever I got to go to for the nuts, you know, Planters mm-hmm. to get like the really good, or whatever it is, the people who are like, you know, putting out those products. I don't expect, I come in with very low expectancy. So it'll be interesting to me to see what you think. I've already gone through the experience with this snack. So I know what to expect. But I remember being, when I took that first bite, like I'm doing now, pleasantly surprised the first time.
Well, anytime you're getting yourself a Walgreens brand snack, you're not expecting 100% satisfaction.
What?
One thing I like is it's got a little notch in the package, makes it very easy to open.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy to open. I also like that it's a product of Vietnam and USA working together. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I've got my whole cashew. It is, in fact, a whole cashew. It doesn't seem to be totally coated with the salt, sea salt and pepper, even though I did shake it like I was choking Grandpa's chicken. But let me see.
Maybe grab a couple more that are coated. I'm worried you're not going to get the full experience.
I definitely didn't the first time out.
Yeah. I had two, and I didn't get the experience. I don't like the way this is going. He's frowning.
No. No. I'm now. I took a whole. I mean.
Take more.
Take more.
I know you're going to play it straight.
I'm playing it straight. I've taken a bunch.
Dump. You need the powder. Dump a handful.
I did. I got a handful in my palm.
You got the powder there?
The coating is not adhering. There's not very flavorful at all. And I'll tell you what else.
Go on. What else?
The cashew.
Not working for him.
The cashew itself, a little bit stale.
I wonder what's happening over at Walgreens, because here's what I can say. Now, I came in ball of fire on this thing, but my bag is not up to standard.
I mean, there's no salt on this. There's no pepper at all. And the sea salt, I don't taste. This is a joke. This is a fucking joke. Nice.
Have some more. I'm desperately
trying.
I'm through
half the package already.
To give you. Well.
Not good.
What's interesting is my package is not as good. The cashew is a little stale, and it doesn't have that burst of flavor it's had in the past.
No burst at all for me.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I was so excited about this.
I mean, all right, so let me be fair. Once I've swallowed, there's a little bit of aftertaste of sea salt and pepper, but not when I'm eating it. When I'm eating it, there's nothing. And you want to, you know, whole cashews, okay. And I can forgive that some of my cashews are not, in fact, whole. That they have, I can forgive that because I know the transportation process can be rough on cashews. But what's unforgivable to me is there's no sea salt or pepper on these fucking cashews. What a joke. What a fucking joke. Don't even come at me.
Do you have a second bag there?
No, I got one bag. What am I made of money? I can't walk into Walgreens and buy multiple bags of nice whole cashews.
You couldn't walk if you were made of money. So that's like a setback for those people who are made of money. Well, look, I wish that my bag was up to the snuff that I'm used to with this snack, because you'd be surprised. I usually have about three or four of these bags sitting up in the cupboard.
Yeah.
Because there's just times when you want to have nuts with pepper. Do you agree with that or not?
Absolutely. Well, look, this is what I did. I went to, I took my finger and I fingered the bottom of the bag to get the seasoning.
Yeah, yeah.
Just the seasoning.
Okay.
To see.
Try that.
That's what I'm going to do.
That's good, right? That's good. You like that.
It's okay.
I'm that guy. You can't be that guy in the snacking. That guy's right. Like, takes you to dinner. He's like, great, right? Best steak you've ever had, right? You like that, right? You like that. He loves that. You like it, right? Best steak you've ever had. Well, am I right? Am I right, Michael? Michael,
it's
am I
steak.
Right?
It's a steak.
Yeah, the best steak you ever had.
You know, it's not as potent.
Not doing it for you.
The seasoning isn't as potent as I want it to be. You tell me sea salt and pepper, I want to be overwhelmed with sea salt and pepper. Yeah. I want it to walk right up to the line of, is this too much sea salt and pepper? Mm-hmm, don't cross it. Absolutely don't cross the line. But you're not, I mean, the line is still somewhere way off in the distance at this point. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm still stretching out my hammies trying to jog up to the line.
Yeah, yeah.
With this thing. I mean, what are we
you
even
haven't,
doing?
You haven't bolted off the line and having an exhilarating finish going, this is.
No, I mean, I'm stretching out my hammies and I'm thinking to myself, do I even feel like running today? Not really. You know, I might just call it a day and head home.
I mean, this is tough. I'll tell you. Yeah, thing where it's like, he's going to love the steak. Michael, you love the steak, right? I've been looking forward to this. I've been trying to get you to do this thing. Yep. And I guess what I wish is, I guess the problem I'm having is, well, there's a number of problems, but the problem I'm having is.
And the nuts aren't good, Tom. These nuts are not good.
Okay. If my bag was as some of my bags have been in the past, then I would be able to say, you got a small bag and you got short change and nothing's good. Check the expiry date, all that. But I've checked my expiry date. It's good till August. My bag is not good either. And so now I'm like in this weird position where, you know, I got to defend, you know, I'm a guy who's like, I got to defend Lula.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, wow, Bolsonaro's people are storming the Capitol. Yeah, I got to defend Lula. But then you go, wasn't Lula corrupt? And you're like, yeah, but. Mm-hmm. Isn't this bag no good? I'm like, no, this bag's no good. That's the position of, no, this bag's no good. But I've had good bags. You notice as we talk, I'm eating more than I almost ever do while we converse.
It's a defense mechanism.
No, I'm trying to find like one helping that goes, there it is, Michael, you love it, right? And that's why I'm urging you to eat your whole bag in the hopes that like you'll get one handful. It's like, yeah, well, I do like that. And I'm not getting it either.
No, I mean, your hands, you're not licking your fingers. There's no like extra seasoning on there. My bag is best by January 28th, 2023. So my bag might have been sitting there for a while. But
oh, your bag's old.
Yeah, but the
that's a problem.
No, but the expiration date hasn't
arrived
yet.
You walked right up to the expiration.
I've got another month. I've got another month on my expiry, and it says best by. Best. So I'm in the zone of best.
No, you're no novice to when it comes to an expiration date. You know that. No, that's 2 years removed from being at its best. This is the last possible moment you can eat it without dying. Basically, that's what the expiry date means. And you've pushed it up to the limit. I want to say, hopefully, in terms of conspiratorially, what we're going through here, there's two things. One, that you got an old bag, A. Mm-hmm. B, that maybe they've done some kind of shifting around there in the factory, because this does not match up to the experience that I have had with this snack. However, that being said, got to play it straight.
Yeah.
So I can't really have, well, I'm getting a little powder on this one. It's all right.
Oh, come on, man. You're just flailing at this point, you know?
Yeah. No, you're right.
You're drowning a little bit. And
I'm flailing.
It's sad, you know, because
it's unbecoming.
It's so unbecoming. It's beneath you.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm embarrassed, you know. I guess I feel a little bit like a fraud because, you know, I pushed this thing through and then it didn't deliver for me.
But that's,
you know,
that's
we should rate. Should we rate? Let's just rate. Should we just rate them?
Ratings.
It's not your fault. I don't want you to feel bad.
Let me go first.
All right.
Because the fact is this, and we all know what the facts are. I just got to call them right out. Like, I do feel bad. And folks, you've probably been in this situation where you're like, you got to watch this movie.
Yep.
I saw it when I was 8. It was the funniest freaking mm-hmm. movie, mm-hmm. you know? And at one point, you know.
And you turn it on and you see Mickey Rooney doing a Asian impersonation and you're like, I didn't remember.
I thought that was hilarious. Now it just seems awful and wrong, misogynistic mm-hmm. and racist.
Yep.
Not that those things aren't really funny.
They can be.
This seems dated. And yeah. I sort of feel like a little Mickey Rooney-ish, to be honest with you. And also, I'm struggling to come to terms with the myriad experiences that I have had that were pleasant, that prompted. They're not so far in the past that they can be covered by an opaque haze of evolution, of maturity, of growth on my part. We're talking, you know.
Last week?
within a matter of months. Mm-hmm. But there's no denying that. Sometimes, you know, you hold a mirror up to a friend holds a mirror up to yourself. You find yourself saying, you know, and all I did was take her money, but we're a couple. So I took all her money from her bank without telling her. And she's upset about that. And as your words come out, you're like, when I hear myself saying about how I took all her money and spent it at the casino on Red 20, I feel like maybe there might be some loopholes in my argument that I didn't anticipate. And as I find myself saying to you, you got to try this snack. Yeah, this is going to be a great snack. But there's no denying that, you know, to use a sports metaphor, today we fell flat. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if it's because we didn't stretch our hammies out enough. I don't know if it's because our memories when bouncing off the walls of pure self haven't been able to really truly be vetted. But when I speak in your company, I hear my words back to me a little clearer, and it just kind of feels like I've led you down the primrose path here. I feel bad about it. I think you were game. You know, you were you were countering the packaging a little bit, but I know you. Like, that happens sometimes. We don't like that. We don't like Tony the Tiger. Tony, what are you doing? Yeah. What are you doing? You come on. You get into Bobby Moynihan territory. It's embarrassing. You're being a jerk. Mm-hmm. But the product itself inside that box, great, right? And so I find you were game and you were ready to go, and I was the guy that, you know, was saying this is you're gonna love this steak, Magic, mm-hmm. and then you know what. Steak was a little charred. It, the very least you can have is like a fresh cashew. Your steak could be warm. Steak wasn't really warm. You know, it wasn't cold, but it was just kind of neutral and sat there. And, you know, it wasn't really flavorful. I want to give a nod to the experiences I've had in the past and trust that, like, my instincts as a snackologist were solid. You know, perhaps not unerring, but at least on point. And I will say, nice whole cashews. 5.
I don't want you to feel bad.
I feel awful.
I don't. Let me finish. I don't want you to feel bad.
Okay.
But you're gonna feel bad. Okay. And I think that's probably correct. I think you probably should feel bad.
I should feel bad.
I don't want it. I don't want you to feel bad. But the fact of the matter is, God, you are.
What?
You're just shouting this from the mountaintops. Nice, 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 nice. Whole cashews. And I was like, okay, I'll make a special trip to Walgreens. I'll get in my car. I'll drive a few hours. I'll go to Walgreens and find myself a package of nice whole cashew sea salt. I looked at the picture on there. On the picture,
I don't want to interrupt too much because this is your time to get your rating. But I think it's worth emphasizing that it's not the first time I badgered you to get this snack. You're like, no. can't we just get something that's a little simpler and cleaner? Like, can a guy just go out and get Ritz crackers or something? Like, you were like, really? Again with the, like, I, folks, the mea culpa. I was like, Michael, get the sea salt and pepper nice snacks. Like, I've sent him texts and pictures about this on multiple occasions. So,
I mean,
guilty as charged.
And if you look at them, if you happen to be in a Walgreens, pick up a package of nice. Just look at the picture of the whole cashews on the package. You'll see that they're slathered in sea salt and pepper. I mean, if you could read Braille by running your finger across one of these cashews in the picture. Mine are like, they're like a hairless cat. There's nothing going on these cashews. They're just utterly devoid of any kind of seasoning at all. And they have that uncomfortable, wrinkly skin texture that hairless cats have as well. It's not an appetizing snack. If you just said, here, you have a cashew, okay. Are they salted? Not really. Is there any pepper on them? Nope. I'd be like, okay, well, that's what that tastes like. Because that's the experience.
It's like someone saying, like,
a slightly
stale
cashew.
I like your analogy. You're like, hey, who wants a little kitty? Oh, yeah, me. Who wants a cat? Yeah, me. It's hairless. What? Yeah, it's a good call. Wait, what? No, I don't want it. No, you said yes. You said yes already.
You said you wanted it.
No, but it's hairless.
So, yeah, I mean, this is just a bit. I'm a guy who likes a cashew. I'll go, if I'm at a Chinese restaurant, for example, and they've got a dish that has cashews in it, like a chicken with cashew or something.
Uh-huh.
The fact that there's cashews in the chicken might be enough for me to order that dish. You know, like if I got a choice between Hunan chicken without cashews and Sichuan chicken with cashews, I'm getting the Sichuan chicken with cashews. I love a cashew. Yeah, I don't know what this is. I mean, this is just, I feel like that factory in Vietnam where they harvest these cashews or whatever, it might be the same factory where they make Slim Jim, and they're just picking up the scrapple off the floor and saying, hey, do something with this, make it into a meat tube and sell it. I feel like they're doing that with these cashews. They're saying, take the shitty cashews, send them over to Walgreens and have them do what they do with it. And Bob's your uncle. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. That's your tip off right there. That's your tip off. If it really was 100% satisfaction, they wouldn't have to say it. I mean, that's just overcompensation. This is a disaster from start to finish. I don't know that our friendship survives this. Nice whole cashew, sea salt and pepper, 3. I'll see you next week.
I hope so.
Starburns Avenue, a podcast network.